I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The majority of movies, no matter whether they're horrors or comedies, work to provide us with escapism. They might not always be happy, they might not always be nice, but generally you're supposed to come away pleased that you sat through them. However, not all movies are built this way. In fact, some seem like nothing more than elaborate pranks on the part of the directors to see just how much pain audiences can put up with before they inevitably tap out. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 intense movies that dared you to sit through them. Number 10, Requiem for a Dream. Kicking off with one of the more well-known films on this list, Requiem for a Dream has become known as one of the most depressing movies of all time. Darren Aronofsky's second movie follows the downfall of four connected characters, as each one becomes destroyed by their respective drug addictions. The likable main cast is made up of Jared Leto, Ellen Burstyn, Jennifer Connelly, and Marlon Wayans, and each of them go from bad to worse, losing limbs, minds, and freedoms by the time the credits roll. It's Burstyn's character who gets it the worst, though. Hooked on amphetamine, she slips into a world of her own, one where her own fridge is sprouting teeth and starting to terrorize her. She ends the film a shell of her former self, lobotomized after being admitted into hospital. Her body and mind have both been wrecked, and the audience is powerless to do anything other than watch. Number 9, Uncut Gems. Uncut Gems is what you get when a filmmaker wakes up and chooses violence. The movie, all about Adam Sandler's gambling addict Howard attempting to turn his life around and pay off his debts, is pure chaos from start to finish. A panic attack put to film, every second we spend with Howard allows us to think about how we'd act in his situation. How would we navigate owing so much money to men wanting to break our bones? What would happen if our ticket out of that situation was missing? How would we continue lying to our family? All very important questions. Through the story itself, the claustrophobic cinematography, and the manic, often hilarious performances, Uncut Gems from the word go feels like it's on the precipice of a huge explosion, which of course eventually comes. It's that anticipation before the drop that's always the most nerve-wracking, isn't it? And this tight thriller does its best to keep us in that liminal space. Number 8, Pink Flamingos. In all honesty, any of John Waters' early movies could have made it on here. Whether you're watching Multiple Maniacs or Female Trouble, the transgressive filmmaker made his name on stories that pushed the boundaries of taste, but none are quite as infamous as Pink Flamingos. This legendary movie stars Divine as a woman trying to prove to the world that she's the quote-unquote filthiest person alive. How does one acquire that title, you ask? Well, it involves performing lovely wholesome acts like eating dog poop found in the middle of the road, which Divine did for real in the scene in question, by the way. The entire flick features scene after scene designed to make you throw up your hands and just admit defeat. Whether that's seeing some dude show his entire ass to the camera, watching characters have rough sex and killing some chickens in the process, or the general murder and debauchery on display, Waters always finds something new to shock you with in his variety bag of tricks. Number 7, Primer. Primer isn't intense because of its breakneck pace, explicit violence, or disturbing subject matter. In fact, it's the exact opposite of so many movies on this list. Generally speaking, the sci-fi flick is the story of two boring dorks who accidentally discover time travel. They don't use this technology to go back in time and stop Ryan Reynolds from making Green Lantern or anything as extravagant as that either. Primer is a low-key tale with comparatively low-key stakes. So, why is it on this list? Well, that's because what the movie lacks in thrills and more than makes up for in extended scenes of the two characters figuring out the science of the device that they're creating. Rather than hand-waving away the intricacies of the time travel machine to get on with the story, the time travel machine is the story. And as such, the film spends a huge amount of time detailing the exact scientific theories and equations behind what's happening. Consequently, there is going to be a good chance that you and I both get quickly lost in the jargon and the logistical specificities, as Primer has no interest in simplifying any of it for anyone. Number 6, Private Chat. An erotic drama about a down-on-his-luck loser who becomes obsessed with a cam girl was always going to be intense, but even then the polarizing private chat still manages to be more uncomfortable and explicit than many expected. With shades of the Safdie brothers, we follow the aforementioned man, Jack, as his real life takes a back seat in favor of his devotion to this person he only knows through a screen. His already precarious job of, just let me check my notes, online blackjack player starts to get him in bother with his landlord and his friends that he's promised to win money for, as he pays for more sessions with this woman, Scarlett, instead. This all escalates though when he sees Scarlett, who says that she lives in another state, in his neighborhood in New York City one night, completely fracturing the security of the screen that safeguards her sex work. Private Chat is grotty, grimy, and gives us far too much access to Jack's private time as we watch in explicit detail and length just how far his kink goes. Number 5, The Jackass Trilogy. Now, I for one am eagerly awaiting the cinematic event of the decade that is Jackass Forever. However, I must admit the worry is real that a decade on from the previous entry and now much older, I might not have the same stomach for the crew's antics that I once did. And that's because while Jackass has always been a rip-roaring franchise about a group of chaotic dudes pranking each other and putting their bodies on the line for the amusement of audiences, there's always been a few moments at least in each movie that threaten to put people off entirely. Everyone has different bodily fluids that they just don't like seeing. Blood, vomit, feces, you name it. And the Jackass crew liberally make use of all of these to craft some of the most cringe-inducing and disgusting content in movie history. So, while it can and often is very funny, it's rarely not intense, and each new prank is practically a test of just how much you're willing to sit through. Number 4, Enter the Void. Like a few directors on this list, Gaspar Noé's entire filmography has been built around being a provocateur. While some of his exercises in extremity are as outright bad as they are button-pushing, the filmmaker has made some genuinely interesting and effective movies that moved beyond the pure shock and schlock combo. Enter the Void is perhaps his most striking and impenetrable film, though, a 3-hour psychedelic trip following the spirit of a recently killed drug dealer as adventures into the afterlife. The film was intentionally made to mimic a drug trip, and as a result you're going to get a lot of surreal sequences, some non sequiturs, a bunch of disturbing violence, and a lot of stuff that won't make sense on first watch. As you can imagine then, it's a real stamina-sapping couple of hours, and one you're likely to struggle to engage with in its entirety. Number 3, Nymphomaniac. To give you a little bit of a behind-the-scenes insight, the previous entry was actually almost on Love rather than Enter the Void, what with it being 2 hours of people hating each other and having full frontal sex on camera. When I thought about it though, I realized that when it comes to the realm of intense movies all about the erotic lives of their characters, it doesn't get much more overwhelmingly intense than Lars von Trier's Nymphomaniac. This two-part drama follows Jo from ages 15 to 50 as she details her various sexual exploits. Clocking in at a stonking 241 minutes for both of the parts, and up that to 325 minutes if you're, for whatever reason, watching the uncut version, and that's a lot of sex and a lot of misery to sit through plain and simple. Hell, even minus the sex and misery, that's a lot of Lars von Trier movie to sit through plain and simple as well. With everything being shot so grey and matter-of-factly, and the second part in particular delving more into the psyche of Jo and the abuse she's faced, the onslaught of body parts will make you just want to do anything else. Number 2, Come and See. There have been plenty of movies made about the horrors of war, but few remain as powerfully disturbing as 1985's Come and See. Following a teenager who joins a resistance group fighting against the Nazis in the midst of World War II, the flick leaves nothing to the imagination about the occupation of Eastern Europe. Our protagonist suffers through one atrocity after another, with execution, sexual assault, and beatings all being par for the course. Due to just how explicit and dark the film is then, it unsurprisingly was a fight to get made. And even after it released, it wasn't easy to get hold of. Thankfully, that all changed recently though, with new re-releases and restorations making it more readily available. Saying it's a tough watch would be an understatement, though the brutality of the story is contrasted with quieter, more surreal and poetic moments that further emphasize the horrors that you've just witnessed. It never stops feeling like the end of the world, and by the finale, you'll be pleased to come up for air. Number 1. Threads. If Come and See feels like the end of the world, then Threads is the end of the world. A made-for-TV movie commissioned by the BBC in the 80s, this low-budget flick offered a harrowing and authentic look at what would happen if a nuclear bomb was detonated over England and the rest of the globe. Obviously, back in 1984, the looming threat of nuclear war was very real, and this film didn't do anything to help alleviate the fears that the worst-case scenario wouldn't be as bad as everyone expected. Following a group of people both before and after one of the bombs detonates over Sheffield, the initial response teams prove to be totally inept and under-equipped to deal with a cataclysmic event of this magnitude. While it initially looks like some civilization may be salvageable, Threads revels in watching life go from bad to worse, as characters we love die horrific deaths via radiation poisoning, and the few survivors live out the remainder of their lives watching the world become more apocalyptic.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.